Whether you're looking for fun and age-relevant classes for your kids or yourself, the Beacon Music Factory is there for you. They are a group of professional musician teachers who came together to start a school with innovative, affordable classes for every age group. Founder of the Beacon Music Factory, Stephen Clare, joins us this morning. Stephen, it's a great pleasure to have you on the roundtable.
Good to be here. Thank you, Joe.
You know, you are, you're a musician, but you know, you would go around, do the rounds, do the clubs, do the dates, do all that stuff.
Did it all. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you say, okay, maybe there's more to this.
Yeah. Well, and that began with, starting a family. Once I had my...
That'll slow you down.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going out and touring. I was living in the city at the time in Brooklyn and going out and touring and playing music around the country. You know, 10 days out of the month, maybe.
Right.
And our daughter came along, and even when she was an infant, it quickly became more and more difficult for me to leave. Even, you know, she was still young enough that she didn't know I was leaving. She didn't miss me as much as I was missing her.
Right, so, and you didn't want to, right.
So gradually I decided to kind of rejigger things, and we moved upstate to Beacon 5 years ago, like this instant. Right now, and kind of reconfigured, and I've kind of started trying to figure out ways to keep music in my daily life, and managed to do that really quickly. And I started out presenting lots of live music in and around Beacon in small ways, and inviting musicians that I knew from being out there inviting them up to come play in Beacon, and I was just finding them, for lack of a venue, places to play, whether it was coffee shops or art galleries or city parks or people's living rooms. And that all kind of evolved. and I started doing it under the name Local 845, 845 being the area code down there. It's not a union. and kind of developed
a thing.
You paid
much better.
Kind of developed a thing and a lot of community support, and people liked, you know, what I was doing, and exposure and access to more different kinds of live original music, to the point where it evolved all the more to starting an annual free music festival down on the riverfront in Beacon, which really runs on a whole lot of community support and volunteerism, and that's called Beacon Riverfest.
Mm.
And all the while, I've always been teaching guitar, you know, for 25 plus years I've been teaching guitar. And a few years ago started teaching running these rock band camps, kind of, you know, a la Think of School of Rock, that kind of thing. Someone had hired me to do that in the city, and my eyes opened wide. Like, what an amazing experience for a 12 or 13 year old, you know, who's an aspiring whatever musician, to have this opportunity to come together with peers and make a band and become a band and learn kind of the ins and outs of like all that goes into that, and kind of a crash course kind of way, rather than the way I learned it and so many of my peers learned it, you know, the hard way and the long way. And so that was inspiring for me.
Yeah, you know, but okay, I have eight questions I want to ask you that clogging the pipeline here. But number one being, okay, it may have been the hard way, but it also seems that you become stronger the person for it, right? I mean,
Yeah, but if you get a leg up as a teenager, I don't think it doesn't hurt. You're not going to stop growing.
No. Well, yeah. So what you're saying is life will eventually smack you upside the head anyway.
Sure.
It just give you this chance before, so you have some fun before it smacks you.
Yeah. Or you maybe have more fun because you're playing more efficiently and more successfully, you know. And
so how do you define the Beacon Music Factory? What is that? This is very cool thing that allows kids to come in and their classes.
Yeah. It's fantastic. A number of things came together all at once. I had been meeting lots and lots of professional musicians in the area and close to home, and who also taught, and with a wide variety of backgrounds, you know, whether they were kind of trained on the street, you know, like one guy, for example, has a more of a vaudevillian kind of experience, nature, who's very much an entertainer, but he's also a harmonica virtuoso. And he teaches harmonica, you know. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I have, you know, a conservatory-trained violinist who's played in orchestras and symphonies and done it all in the classical world. And she's teaching group violin to kids. She's teaching violin to adults. We're starting a chamber string ensemble. We're running a string orchestra workshop this summer as a summer camp. So I have this range of half a dozen or so teachers who were easy to plug in. And the idea for the school came about because I've been running these rock camps in the summertime, these rock band boot camps in Beacon, in partnership with the city and through their recreation department. Mm-hmm. and I've been teaching, and it just seemed like it was really good timing for me, just because of what I had developed in the community.
Right.
And I had recently been recognized by the Dutchess County Executive. I got an arts award last year.
Very cool.
For being a teacher and presenting live music. And I was looking for a space to rent, and lo and behold, literally, I happened to hike up Mount Beacon in the morning some of the time with a group of guys, one of whom is the pastor of this church. And I told him I was looking for space, and he said, you should come see the basement of the church. And there it was, you know, half a dozen classrooms in a church basement that were not being used, and something I could afford to move into and furnish in such a way that I could make it into a little music school. And that's it. Beacon Music Factory was born in January, and it's bustling, you know, some of the time, and it's really exciting that we're teaching both group classes, some that are kind of creative and some that are very traditional. There's this range, and they're for kids and they're for adults, and plus this whole host of private lessons.
And does it still have that rock boot camp feel to it, in the sense of, is that ultimately what you're trying to maybe bring these kids?
No. Not at all.
And when you look at the work that you're doing with the kids, does this augment or give them an opportunity to do what they can't do in school, or how does that work?
Sadly, more and more so.
Yeah,
because there's less and less of it in school. You know, I just did a fair where I had a table just to kind of promote the school, and I had parents come up to me and say, "Oh, my son took violin in school the one year they offered it." So I feel like we've come along at the right time. There's less and less music in the schools, in Beacon anyway.
But rock was really never a part of that, was it? I mean,
no. But this isn't rock.
Well, you know what I mean. It just seems to me like if you want to play guitar,
right?
And what many of the kids want to do mm-hmm. wasn't really ever offered.
Yeah.
So that gives them an opportunity to play guitar,
sure.
to learn guitar,
sure.
other instruments, of
sure.
course.
Sure. But like I said, there's a whole range of what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, right.
Offering. I have two piano teachers.
Sure.
I have a voice teacher. I have a violin teacher. I've a guy who teaches the blues. I've got a guy who teaches harmonica. We run these classes for kids that are for like the sort of kindergarten age classes, and then which is called K-Rockers, and another class for
cute.
Like first, second, third graders that are like group classes, and it's like musical games and just, you know, musical stuff that gets them excited about music. So then when the time does come for them to like learn a lesson, that they've had this positive experience, you know, where they've had a good time making music.
Young students, old students, you know, yeah. kids, adults, everybody, yeah. and everything in between. You're going to have your first community concert on June 14th.
We are.
And what is what will make that up?
What will make that up is, so we've been teaching various folks since January. One of the things we've done is we've designed these classes. Some have been like 6-week classes. Some have been 8-week classes. I was thinking that was a good idea at first, but now I'm realizing that just creates more work, because when an 8-week class is over, I have to make up a new class. And what's amazing is people keep re-upping. We have this group of adults who are taking group harmonica together, and like the 6 or 8 weeks will run its course, and they'll want to just keep going, so they keep going. So we have this variety of students, whether they're 4 years old or 64 years old, who've been taking guitar, or I have a group of four 6-year-olds who I meet with every Thursday afternoon. I'm teaching them baritone ukulele. And so
how does a 6-year-old decide that they want to take baritone ukulele?
They want to take guitar, and they're just too small.
Okay.
They're
all
just
right.
too small.
All right. That's great.
And the baritone ukulele is a bigger ukulele whose strings are tuned like the top 4 strings on a guitar. So the information, such as they get it, is transferable later on. So we're going to start doing these community concerts that are going to be free to the public, and it's going to be a non-threatening opportunity for our aspiring students to play in front of people, and it's also going to be a place for faculty to perform kind of together on the same stage with students. So it's an opportunity for students. It's an opportunity for the community to see what we're all about, a little free entertainment. That's what it's going to be.
And ultimately, from the notes I have, you're going to start a choir.
We're going to start a community choir.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's really, and the church is really excited about that because they want to use that. They want to borrow that choir.
Using the space while you're here. Right, sure.
Right,
be
right.
a choir. Yeah. So there really are no limits. I mean, when you make up the rules, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
It's true. And we can make up classes, offer them, and if it doesn't fill up, we'll make up another class and offer that.
And the other thing, and I hope we made this point, I think we have, but if we haven't, I want to, which is just how incredible the instructors are.
They're incredible.
I mean, the people
they're dynamite.
That these kids and adults are learning from are amazing.
They're amazing. Yeah. Seasoned pros, not all of them with music education degrees by far, but still with the chops and the experience and the stories from the road and the capacity to teach well, you know, the capacity to recognize a student, you know, for who that person is and try to nurture whatever it is that they want to get to, you know.
And it must be exciting to see a 6-year-old kid playing the baritone ukulele and say, all right, I see something there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And as you say, nurture that.
Yeah.
So how do you keep going? How do you, you know, there's a reason that the arts are in the trouble they're in. So how do you all keep going?
Costs are really low at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm paying the teachers and then and at this point, thanks to opportunities like this, you know, at this point, you know, I'm putting everything back into just trying to get the word out. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
well, you're doing amazing work.
And,
And you have the, so if people want to find out about the summer camps, if they want to find out about the events, they can go to, or just about the classes, they can go to beaconmusicfactory.com.
Correct.
Beaconmusicfactory.com, or they can call this phone number. It's 845-202-3555, 845-202-3555, or again, beaconmusicfactory.com. Again, on June 14th, Beacon Music Factory will host its first community concert featuring both young and adult students as well as teachers from the school, which will take place at the Howland Cultural Center in Beacon. Stephen Clare, I wish all the luck in the world on your efforts. Great work.
Thanks a ton. Thank you
for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Again, for more information, beaconmusicfactory.com or call 845-202-3555.